And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of March, 2025. It's the birthday of Teresa of Avila, born on this day in 1515. Teresa of Avila would emerge as the towering figure of 16th century Catholic Spain. She was a mystic, poet, religious reformer, feminist, founder of convents, author of four books, and a spiritual master in meditation and prayer. She and her sisters adopted a life dedicated to poverty, chastity, obedience, prayer, fasting, solitude, and manual labor. Furthermore, she did not want the order to be sustained by endowments from wealthy patrons, but primarily by their own labor and alms gathering. Along with a rigorous cycle of silence and prayer, the order maintained a vegetarian diet. Teresa of Avila, who said, "We cannot know whether we love God, although there may be strong reasons for thinking so, but there can be no doubt about whether we love our neighbor or not." It's the birthday of Jeffrey Musaeff Masson, born today in 1941. Jeffrey Musaeff Masson is an American author, a veganism advocate, and has written about animal rights. Masson taught Sanskrit and Indian studies at the University of Toronto from 1969 to 1980. From 1981 to 1992, he was a research associate, Department of South and Southeast Asian Studies at the University of California, Berkeley. Since the early 1990s, Masson has written a number of books on the emotional life of animals, one of which, When Elephants Weep, has been translated into 20 languages. He has explained this radical change in the subject of his writings as follows. "I'd written a whole series of books about psychiatry, and nobody bought them. Nobody liked them. Nobody. Psychiatrists hated them, and they were much too abstruse for the general public. It was very hard to make a living, and I thought, as long as I'm not making a living, I may as well write about something I really love, animals." In 2008, Masson became a director of Voiceless, the Animal Protection Institute. Two of his books, When Elephants Weep and Dogs Never Lie About Love, were New York Times bestsellers. He became vegetarian as a result of his research, and later, when he looked into the feelings of farmed animals, he became even stricter and no longer eats or uses any animal products. HarperCollins published his book, The Dog Who Couldn't Stop Loving, How Dogs Have Captured Our Hearts for Thousands of Years. He subsequently published a book about becoming vegan, The Face on Your Plate, The Truth About Food. His book, Beasts, What Animals Can Teach Us About the Origins of Good and Evil, is about the us-them divide. Jeffrey Musaeff Masson, who said, "We are not encouraged on a daily basis to pay careful attention to the animals we eat. On the contrary, the meat, dairy, and egg industries all actively encourage us to give thought to our own immediate interest, tastes, for example, or cheap food, but not to the real suffering involved. The animals involved suffer agony because of our ignorance. The least we owe them is to lessen that ignorance." The publication of Salt, a confessional animal liberation narrative by Coyote Jacobs, was on this day in 2023. Salt is a graphic novel about two uniquely dysfunctional men with one goal: to save a monkey's life. Painted with color and bold ink work, Salt is a graphic novel about Silas and Boyd, who liberate a monkey from a vivisection lab. Oslo, the monkey rescued, is based upon a real experiment conducted in 1970, where scientist Robert J. White switched the head of one rhesus macaque onto the body of another. In the real experiment, the monkey died after 9 days from immune rejection. But in Salt, Oslo lives and suffers in her new unfamiliar body. We follow the two as they attempt, both in their own ways, to lead Oslo to a better life. And here's a poem for today, March, by Madison Julius Cawine. This is the tomboy month of all the year, March, who comes shouting o'er the winter hills, waking the world with laughter as she wills, or wild halloos, a windflower in her ear. She stops a moment by the half-thawed myrrh and whistles it to the wind and straightway shrills the Hyla's song. And hoods of daffodils crowd golden around her, leaning their heads to hear. Then through the woods that drip with all their eaves, her mad hair blown about her, loud she goes, singing and calling to the naked trees. And straight the oilets of the little leaves open their eyes in wonder, rose on rose, and the first bluebird bugles to the breeze. March by Madison Julius Cawine. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that there is no doubt about whether we love our neighbor.